What's up, boys and girls? It's Johnny. Welcome back to the show. Hello, hello, hello. It's Gone with John. Boys, girls, peoples, what's going on? We got a fun show planned for you today. Today's show is for the ladies. Just kidding. Seriously, though, ladies, I'm going to try to help you out here. Mostly, you're not a lady if you're watching, but men, we're going to have a few giggles, so to speak. Sorry, this one's a tough one, guys. This is something I have a daughter. I'm going to tell my daughter, the worst thing you can do is be a single mother. Become a single mother. That's the worst thing you can do by far, hands down. The reason for that is because it makes a woman's life so much more difficult. And she's going to have a hard time having a man take her seriously or, you know, vetting her for a serious relationship other than sex. Men will pump and dump women. Men will tell women, oh, I'll marry you and I'm going to treat you. And then they'll have a long relationship, at which point it eventually fizzles out or ends because he doesn't want to marry her, or he would have married her right on. I've been married twice, guys. I married them pretty much within a year, maybe a year and a half, because I knew that's who I wanted to be with. I was pretty stupid. But that's because of their actions, not mine. Anywho, the point being, don't become a single mother, ladies. I would avoid this. I would say, you know, marry a guy. Maybe y'all have a baby and y'all stay together forever. Now, when I say marry a guy, I'm joking because men aren't getting married anymore because of women. It's kind of ironic, really, if you think about it, ladies. Someone tell them what that means. Anyways, got a great video for us here today from Man Guide. Assuming I didn't lose it. Oh, I did lose it. Oh, okay. Whoops. Sorry, guys. Hold on. I'll get it pulled up here for us. I tell you, so much going on. Oh, it's this is a new one also. It's 6/10. What day is it? The 21st. So, yeah. New video. I am a little late, guys. I slept in a little this morning. Super tired, apparently. Where did it go? Hold on. We'll get you straight here, guys. We have so many good ones to choose from here. But I'm looking for one in particular about never being a single mother. Oh, shit. Yeah, there he is. I got stood up 21 times. I got stood up 21 minutes of single mothers begging for men. Oh, goodness, ladies. This is why it's bad for you.
Is while I'm sitting at home, staring at the ceiling, just wishing that I had someone to talk to, is knowing that none of you idiots realize how lucky you are.
So I was supposed to have a guy come over.
Holy shit, boy. Yikes. You were supposed to have a guy come over? For what? Why would he come over there? I don't understand.
For tonight to play Super Smash Bros.
Right, okay. Your queer friend's coming over. No offense, queer friends.
He's supposed to come over at 8. It's already 7:30.
Right.
He hasn't texted me since like 12 this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Want to hear the funny thing?
There's comedy involved? Well, do go on.
He's the one who super liked me on Tinder.
Yeah. Tinder, single moms, if you are choosing to be a single mom or you're dumb enough to let a man trick you into thinking he's going to marry you and then you destroy your relationship, you're going to end up being a single mom. And this is where you're going to end up on Tinder and all of these other things and probably looking much like this lady, maybe a nose ring or two, you know, all the signs that men don't want in a woman, the Cleopatra eyes, which is, you know, can be fun at sexy time, but the rest of the time is not. It's inappropriate for what would be considered a classy woman. And then I say classy woman as I realize she has a huge tattoo on her pancake titties.
So I'll keep this in my drafts until I hear anything remotely interesting and maybe post it.
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch.
We'll see. I decided to take a nap.
Right. Is this good content, guys? What a shock. A lady's laying down, taking it easy, huh? Go ahead, ma'am. You decided to take a nap and you're filming with the lights off, which is almost not necessary.
At like 8, I was like, all right, I might hear from him. It's like 10:30 now. Nothing. Whatever.
I just got a call from my mom saying that her friends just stood her up at lunch.
Right. Because y'all suck. Even y'all don't want to be around y'all. You all. Whatever the... I'm from the South, guys. Bear with me here. She is much like you, young lady. Probably way too much makeup on. Bull Dyke nose ring. No offense to Bull Dykes. You guys are the best masculine bunch of guys. No offense, but like, this is a bad look if you actually like men. You see, men who want women, or straight men, normal men, they actually want a woman that does the things that a man might like, not all the things that signify that you're a, you know, I don't know, man-hating feminist, which you are exhibiting the traits of, since, you know, just being real.
That she wants me to come and join her, so.
Yes, the mother sabotaging the daughter and telling the daughter, yes, come hang out with me and spend your time around me because I'm bored because no one wants to be around the mom. Young ladies, learn this. Your mother's all fucked up and nobody wants to be around her because of she's all fucked up. She's going to make you all fucked up. Quit listening to your moms because she will sabotage you later in life. You can mark my words on that.
Let's go see my mom.
What needs to go?
Shit, is this your mom's guy friend? What is going on? Oh, a mask. Shit. Hey, sometimes, guys, you just know certain things are all gonna align, if you know what I'm talking about. Oh, you guys spanking it right now? Are anybody at home masturbating to this? Furiously? Are you taping me? People haven't taped people since the 80s or 90s, but go ahead.
Are you taping me?
Just two miserable bitches. Just two Hey, let's hang out and hate fuck each other. Sounds great, mom. Just miserable. Single moms, moms in general, you don't want to be a single mom. If you are a single mom, it's probably already too late, but, you know. Don't let this happen to you guys. Women, if you get married, hang on to your husband for dear life. He probably loves and adores you. It's probably going to be the best thing for you in the long run, even if right now it doesn't suit all of your quote-unquote needs. Anyways, go ahead. You're going to end up like this lady. And believe me, if she had a man in her life that she hadn't sabotaged and destroyed to begin with, he'd probably still be there loving her, even though she looks like Danny DeVito 20 years ago. But since she didn't do that, you know, now she's alone, getting her friends are standing her up because she's a massive bitch. But anyways, even her daughter's like, eh, fuck you, mom, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? This is her life now. No one wants to be around her, so she forces her daughter to do it because she probably helps her daughter pay some bills and therefore has leverage over her. Moms do this. They're devious. Anyways.
But if given the preference and you were building your dream man, would you prefer him to be taller than you or shorter?
Probably like my height or a bit shorter.
Now you're just being disingenuous.
I'm not. No, my last boyfriend was smaller than me. No joke. I like that height.
Where is he now?
Pardon?
Where is he now?
Is your girlfriend?
So I got stood up tonight, right, by the...
Right. Unbelievable that a man wouldn't want this. You look like you're wearing a prison jumpsuit from a psych ward, you're tattooed up like a heroin addict, and you have a bob haircut. Yeah, this is weird.
Same asshole in the same week, under the same circumstance for the
What, you just got off your job down at the Jiffy Lube? Also, your tits are kind of almost out. What are you doing?
Second time. Observe the jumpsuit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's come up.
The boots that you...
The topic of conversation, not my penis. Heyo, your outfit blows.
You into the face. I'm hot as fuck.
You look like a man. A little boy, actually, to be frank. This is not good. And everything about this looks bad, from the jumpsuit to the what appears to maybe be a snake tattoo wrapping around your arm. And, you may or may not have bad tits. I can't tell because you have the posture of a 90-year-old man that's never drank milk before. so...
Right. He tells me, hey, so my friend hit me up super last minute, and I'm going to go ahead and hang out with him.
Oh, your tits are halfway down your... Okay, I see what's going on here. You have them, but they've pancaked down a little bit because of age, which is normal, but you should already have a man instead of still being looking for one while in this type of discombobulated shape, bodily speaking.
Him, rather than hang out with you in our days ahead pre-arranged plans. But I'm actually not going to have the respect to reach out to you.
Oh, good, a lack of respect. Good, every man loves disrespect. Boy, that's going to go over well. I imagine he won't be able to pick up on it. By the way, ladies, when we do pick up on your lack of respect or boredom or you just being a general cunt, the second we pick up on that, we immediately want nothing else to do with you. We might still bone you a few times because you do have a moist hole that offers friction to our penis. I believe I've alliterated that point accurately here for all men everywhere. Stop being so unlikable and not unfun to be around. You know what I'm saying? And besides, guys, where did all this unfun come from? Like, why are all these women growing up to be just miserable? It's weird.
You and tell you this and cancel on you? I'm going to wait till you get there to text me to clarify that I'm coming to drop the bomb on you that I'm going to be too busy.
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch!
Sucking my friend's dick in the corner. Yeah.
Right. You two gay guys have fun. No offense, gay guys. I had to do it. She looks like a man.
Yeah. I'm a nice guy.
Told you.
Listen up, you 22-year-old drug addict skinny motherfucker that lives at home with his mom. I put on makeup for you.
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch!
I never put on makeup for anyone.
Right, so you're outwardly lying and deceiving and not being yourself to this man? And he's supposed to feel like he lost out because you were lying? You were manipulating? You never put on makeup for anyone, which means you'll probably never do it for him later if he ended up having a quote-unquote relationship with you, which... No, son. You look crazy as fuck.
Good morning, Mr. Tampon!
Or anything. Okay, so tonight I wish upon you butthole burning, butthole ripping, hospitalization, diarrhea.
That seems petty and a little childish and kind of dickish. You know what I mean? Like, to wish that on someone? I'm just being honest with you. I mean, I've grown as a man. I no longer wish terrible things on people anymore. I mean, there was a time I did kind of hope somebody would fall down the stairs and get their uterus caught in a handrail just for laughs. But I don't do that anymore because that would be hurtful and mean and kind of petty of me. So now I just wish everyone the best. Anyways, go ahead, ma'am.
No toilet paper will save you tonight.
Oh, he never showed up. And she's attractive, guys. She is, you know, what we would consider, a lovely DNA receptacle. But not, you know, not that whole. Anyways, she's a lovely looking young lady. Maybe she has a child and that's why the man didn't show up. Because it's not his child. You see, she had a child with someone. And rather than do what the smart move would have been to done, stay with the man who she had a child with, who would likely be the best protector of her and the children because he would die for them. He may not always be the best provider for them. And that's the problem, is women are whores and prostitutes under a legalized prostitution system in which the government is the pimp and you, the man, are the John. She can sell pussy, that's legal. But if you buy pussy, you're going to jail, motherfucker, and you're paying. Even if you don't buy pussy and you get pussy for free, which is the most expensive way to get pussy, yeah, you're going to be on the hook for life, and the government and her are going to wreck your shit. Yeah, booty rip and wreck your shit. Oh, I'm crying on the internet. Oh, my sad songs aren't playing. God dang it. Hold on, boys. What is going on here? All right, I realize I just disappeared. Sorry. Anyways, I'll fix that later, but I wanted to play a sad song. Go ahead, lady.
To give context to the daddy gang, maybe you guys are familiar. Maybe
Listen, I'm a big fan of the two of you girls just kind of laying there in bed, but why sweaters? If we're going to lay in bed and pretend like we're having a little slumber party, why not, you know, fem it up a little bit, girls? Anyways.
You're not. Madeline was dating someone that is also in the public eye. Is a very-
Ooh. All they care about, guys, is money and status. They are retards. No offense, ladies. Why does it matter if someone's in the public eye? Why does that mean so much to you women? Oh, I want to be popular. I want people to look at me too. I want people to look at me and talk about me, and it's all about me. And I've had this YouTube channel for 11 years now. I wear sunglasses. I've worn sunglasses in my videos since the first video, and I've told people this entire time, the channel's really not about me. I try not to be, I'm John the Great. And no, it's about you guys and having fun and, you know, what not to do. In the dating world, marriage world, relationship world, women pretty much avoid all of it. Anyways, ladies, also, not the blonde, but the one on the who has the natural brunette hair. I don't care for fake ass hair. I fucking hate dyed hair. It's the worst thing for you, ladies. It ruins your hair completely. It makes it look dry as fuck. Your natural hair, no matter what color it is still prettier than whatever the fuck y'all are doing to your heads nowadays. But don't even get me started. You're injecting yourself with all kinds of weird shit. The one on the right over here, the brunette.
You like popsicles?
Very famous rapper from...
You can have half my nothing tomorrow, girl.
UK. To confirm, you guys are broken up.
Yes.
How long have you guys been broken up for?
A couple months.
Who ended the relationship?
She did. Women are typically the ones that end the relationship. Guys would just be happy going along and being hanging out and having a good time together, unless she's being a massive bitch because she's pushing for more of a relationship. She doesn't realize how selfish she's being. And then, yeah, so it's usually the woman that ends the relationship. Typically because they've monkey branched like Tarzan from another man's swinging cock, if we're being honest. Ladies.
Yep. I made the final call.
No kidding, huh? Yeah.
Nope.
Let's talk about, like, the perception online.
Oh, what other people think, going back to my earlier, oh, what are all the popular people doing? Ooh. Ladies, do you ever care about anything that's actually worth a damn, means anything in real life, or is it all just one big, oh, we're famous and not famous and popular and not popular, and you're still like an eighth grade girl. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Like, seriously, no offense to eighth grade girls. I'm just saying, like, you're still in this popularity contest and the fuck. Some of y'all are 40 years old and doing it. Oh, but I hope people on Facebook don't think negatively about me. Really? They've probably witnessed your life for a few years now and they're probably like, wow, what the fuck? Anyways.
Because you saying you ended it is not what people think online.
Ooh, what do all the people think? I can't wait. Yeah, hey, don't worry about your feelings or emotions or, you know, the drama that probably happened in your relationship and the trauma that you caused to him when you ended it. Yeah, what do all the people online think? Ooh, fucking useless society of half-wit idiots. Damn, it's hard being part of the human race. No offense to you humans watching me now.
I know, and but it's not even like anyone's given any thought to it. It's just like their immediate response is like, I got dumped. Or like, it's like the...
Yeah, nobody's thinking about y'all. I know you people are, well, what are they? No one cares about you and your fucking personal life. You're one more person. Everyone else has their own problems. You think everyone, all your friends from high school are looking, oh my God, she broke up with so-and-so. And did you hear that? You're not, no one cares that much about you. You get a few likes on social, mostly from girls that, you know, are trying to placate to whatever stupid bullshit you're talking about and from guys that want to fuck you. Two people you can't trust, by the way, ladies. I know it's hard to trust me because I'm telling you the truth in a voice and a tone that you don't care for. Because I give tough love around here. I only have hard dick and tough love, ladies. Sorry. Anyways, go ahead, ma'am. Ooh.
You like popsicles?
I mean, just for the evening, of course, because you are garbage.
Girl, because the guy has all these.
You chose this, though, not me. I'm not, don't be mad at me for saying it. I'm just saying. You're demonstrating all the signs of a hot garbage fire.
Like, girls after him, and crazy followers, and crazy money, and it's like, you...
Rapid eye movements, guys. Did you notice? She's going to be a lot of fun in bed, and she's going to boil your rabbit.
It's for some reason what we would expect, like, culturally, in a weird way.
Culturally? Yeah, boy, when I look at the culture today, I could just think, how can I fit more into that? How can I be more a part of this culture of the other humans? Yeah. Culturally, how can I be a part of whatever? I want to be one of the cool kids and popular and all the people that like me and want to be around me. And I spend most of my time trying to avoid people. Not because I don't like people. I mean, I do don't like people, but it doesn't matter. I try to avoid them. I've focused on, I got to work and I got to do this and I got to do this to get to my goals that are over here. And everyone in between those two things is an obstacle. Slowing me down, probably. Anyways.
So right, it always is like the guy ended it. Like, I've literally seen comments of being...
Who gives a fuck? These idiots think people care about their old relationship. One, most people aren't paying that much attention to you other than the people that want to fuck you. They don't actually care other than that they're like, okay, well, I got to get in there before somebody else slides in that box. Because we know another guy's about to come slide in that box. Yeah, kind of makes it seem less important when I say it the real way, doesn't it, ladies?
Like, he must have dumped her. Like, she must be so depressed. And it's like...
I don't think anyone's thinking about that. About her being depressed and all that. There may be some people that are like, well, I hope she's okay because, you know, they don't want to see her, you know, whatever, off herself or her kids because women can go crazy.
You actually ended it, but it's annoying that it has to take you coming on and saying that for...
Well, it doesn't have to take that, but for some reason y'all are putting it out there like it's content people would care about. But then again, people will watch this. You know what I mean? Probably a lot of people like me are just using it for content. They're like, look at these dumb broads. They're in bed, not sexually, I might add. In red, hey, let's wear a sweater and cover up anything people might actually want to see. But then again, you know, the blonde looks a little strung out. You know, rode hard, put away wet, thousand cock stare. The brunette looks like she still has a little bit of life and hope left in her.
Then people to believe it.
I really don't understand why people can't get their audio levels right. Not Man Guide, of course. You know, he does a good job on his stuff most of the time, but it's all these videos that people, including me and him, interact with and watch. It's typically, you know.
Stop the cap.
Hey, excuse me. I was wondering, can I play you?
You like popsicles?
Guys, stop approaching women. Obviously, this is a setup skit, you know. He's just approaching her. He set up the camera pointing at her and she didn't happen to notice. Have you ever been around a woman, guys, and she's not noticing what you're doing? She's sitting by herself alone, staring off into the harbor here or whatever, and you're sneaking around behind her, setting up a tripod and a camera, and she's not noticing. And don't you think she'd notice? But hey, don't point a camera at me. No. So yeah, this is a fake skit. This is a fake skit, which is another reason I can't stand the internet now. It's all just a bunch of fake ass bullshit. 30-second clips of somebody's badly produced soap opera. Ugh. Wow, the humans are so intelligent.
An original song?
Well, I was actually meant to meet up with someone, but I got stood up.
Right. Maybe it was the feminist dyke nose ring. Again, no offense, gay women. I'm not your enemy. That's actually, there are some people that are trying to push the P and they're trying to associate you guys with them so that they can easily get in the whole child thing. But you don't want to be lumped in with those folks. You know what I'm saying? To all my rainbow friends, you don't want to be lumped in with those folks.
How long have you been waiting for?
About 45.
Oh, well, I can play you a song before he rocks up.
Oh, good. She's turned around to really put the old body out there for us to see. She looks tattooed up like a meth head. But she does have some nice titties. I'm going to give her that. Sorry, ma'am. And YouTube.
Go for it. I'm just dancing
with love. Shut up. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just dancing with love. Or...
How she moved out of love. Maybe I'm being too much. She's always...
God, I am douche chilling for you, dude. Bright yellow pants. Your muscle shirt on that doesn't come down far enough to cover up your midriff, which makes you look a little feminine, by the way. And you're singing, serenading people. This was always a dumb idea to me, guys. I know I'm probably different than most of you, but I'm going to walk up to a woman and sing a song for her. Why? Why would that even be appealing? You know, people come up to me with songs going on. I'm like, eh, no thanks. Why is this even content? Standing in line for Mrs. Hollywood. Standing in line for Mrs. Hollywood. Here's a good idea, guys. All of you are quote-unquote standing in line for a woman right now. You're going to be the next guy to use the porta potty, so to speak. Standing in line. You know what I mean? Yeah. Think about that. And Mrs. Hollywood? I hope you got some coke. You know.
Yeah, that was
Oh, you wrote that yourself? Oh my god. It's amazing. I hope we go viral. I've got me tits out.
An original song.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. This is incredible. And then you just approached me out of the blue at random here, and I didn't tell you to get away from me or use my mace on you, even though you are dressed like you escaped the sane asylum yesterday?
Yeah, the song's called Mrs. Hollywood.
No. You don't say. Mrs. Hollywood. You waiting in line for her? Huh? Holy shit, dude.
What are you doing today? I was gonna go get ice cream to be honest.
Might as well fuck you in the bum. Just kidding, ma'am. I'm sorry, YouTube. Sorry.
I'd be so down.
Yeah, rub some ice cream on those tatas. You know what I'm... Oh, the tattoos. A mushroom tattoo. Hey, psilocybin, I hear you. I'm in. Yeah, her and her new greasy boyfriend here. Ha ha. Oh, fentanyl. And the music's like all fading in and out and everything. I mean, what in the fuck is... Some of y'all don't need to be producing content, man. Y'all ain't ready for this. All right, you want to know what one of the worst pains you can experience is? Okay, here's where she victimizes herself. Her ex, who was, of course, abusive and controlling and all of these other words that they use to describe people when they're trying to badmouth or railroad someone or manipulate narcissistically someone else's opinion of someone that they want them to hate because she hates them. Women, you're a lot of fun to watch.
You want to know what one of the worst pains you can experience is?
Boo-hoo! Poor, pitiful me. I'm going to tell you guys about it. Is this good content, guys? Would you watch if I just got up here and started crying? I mean, I don't have any tears left in my body, but if I did, would that make for good content?
Getting hurt by someone you've told and explained your pain to.
Oh, shit. Guys, have you ever been hurt by someone? Shit. Was it a lady? I'm assuming it was a woman. Or if you're gay, maybe it was a man, but in which case it was a feminine man, i.e. lady. Bam! It's almost like the feminine gene is only meant to manipulate and hurt people. Oh, that's a weird thing to say, John. Let's continue.
Getting hurt by someone who knows your past.
You're not even lip-syncing the words right, stupid.
And knows how broken and how vulnerable you are.
Right. I'm broken and vulnerable. Don't take advantage of me. Here's my titties. Yeah, women, we... Very cute.
Speaking to a litigation attorney. She's probably making...
You like popsicles?
How you doing? Huh? I couldn't hear you, ma'am. Oh, that's right. You can't talk, making you instantly more attractive. Huh? I know, I'm terrible. Ladies, hey, listen, real women, y'all better go back to cooking food and stuff because this shit right here is starting to look really not appealing, but I could bust a nut on that if I wanted to. You know, I feel no shame, so I bet she wouldn't break up with me or give me a hard time or any of these other things. Then again, I wouldn't need to fuck a doll. I just rub one out, guys. Much easier, no money spent. Anyways,
$250,000 a year, but she's...
That's how replaceable you whores have become, because all you've become is pussy whores. I got a pussy. Love me. Feel for me. I'm special. No, broad. You're not special. And you're letting men start to be y'all, so you're even less special than before. Don't you understand? You're everything that was good about women to, you know, people who were interested in women who weren't women is now ruined by you girls who went along with the people who don't like you being straight and who don't want you to have men in your life. And now you don't have men and you can't figure out why you're sad, because the people you let in your life influence you because you're, well, a half-brained-celled moron, basically, that doesn't think for themselves and only does what other people suggest. I don't want to get too deep into it, ladies, but being a single mother will be bad for you.
It's like, yeah, I really want a guy who's going to take me out, pay for my stuff. You make $250,000 a year. Like,
yeah. Oh, boy, the horse.
What? You're probably out-earning most of the men who would potentially date you, and you still have this expectation that...
I mean, everyone wants to be spoiled.
Why not earn it and have a sense of accomplishment? That's much more important.
You know, yeah. Like, guys would love if you bought
men can
flowers.
Be spoiled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, they would love, like, to just get stuff, right?
Yeah, we work for it, and then we buy it, you know? Yeah.
They would love
it. Or we don't get it.
Love it, but women don't do it.
Personal experience.
Yeah, we do.
Nope.
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch!
Says the OnlyFans performers who have nothing but Sims cash-apping.
Also, sorry, man, God, to interrupt, but look at this fucking flat-ass pancake side boob. What's going on here? Ugh. I'm sorry. Also, a little spare tire coming in here, ma'am. Don't worry, I'm sure you can get some tattoos or some bullshit to cover up whatever's going on here. We already got one in between the chest. Look, it's a dragonfly, guys. Must be flying away with the other half of that titty.
PayPaling them and buying things off of their Amazon wish list their whole thought life. What modern woman spoils her man? That's as rare as a Bigfoot sighting. These chicks just lie their ass off and on these podcasts just to save face and give the simps that sub to their OnlyFans a hint that they may actually have the capacity to care for someone else. And the Asian thought is so unaware. To the average male experience, or considering what men would want, she's looking around as if she's an alien trying to get cues on how to be human. Like she's trying to get an answer to a hard test. This is the type of shit men have to deal with in the West if they want to date a female that's somewhat attractive. And despite looking good, many end up single for the rest of their lives.
Right, because they just go from dick to dick to dick to dick, and they don't realize that each dick they have is one less that a man's gonna want her. That brings her down one more rung. On the men that might have found her attractive, they're like, okay, she has all these red flags, and she's been with more than 5 guys. And all of them have at this point. But once they get to that point, you're like, okay, there's nothing special left about this bitch. And ladies, I'm not being mean. I'm saying we can sense it about you. It's not us. It's not... We can tell when you've been fucked into oblivion and they're mentally checked out. We can see it on you. And you can be like, John, that's wrong. No, you're wrong. You're not a man. You don't see it. It's one of the special powers we have. We can tell. We're like, oh.
Us men aren't asking for them to break the bank. All we want is a nice cooked meal after we come home from work. Or.
Yep. I can tell you at 47, guys, that's really all I'm interested in. I mean, I'd love to bang abroad every now and again, but she'd have to be really attractive and 20 years younger. And so... Since none of that's going to happen, I would just love to have a woman every now and again that made a nice hot meal. But then again, I couldn't really give her all the things she would demand, which is really says more about her than me. But anyways.
Or maybe a picnic in the park, or maybe a back rub. Something to at least show us that she cares.
She doesn't.
Top comment says, 41 years old, I've never had a woman spoil me. The only woman most likely to spoil us is our mom when we were kids, and a lot of guys don't even get that.
Right, because their moms are selfish cunts. Some of them, anyways.
Another comment. Knew a woman making over 200K and she wants a man to be the provider. Mid-50s now, no husband, but wants one. She wants to save her money. Good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, these boss lady CEOs price themselves out of the dating market like the podcaster said about the lawyer. This is why women going to work was one of the worst things that ever happened to them.
Yep. Yep. All this wanting to have all these things, ladies, you were well cared for by someone that valued you as a human being and put you right under himself and God together. You were right on his level of things he valued, and y'all slowly removed all of that stuff, and now you're just prostitutes, selling ass, and you don't realize that, well, I'm not a prostitute, I just want a man to marry me and provide for me. Whore. That's what it's called. We don't do semantics here. We don't beat around the bush on Johnny's channel. You get all the information up front. I don't care if you don't like it. I didn't invent it. I'm just telling you what you've done. You women have done this. Everywhere that you've ended up in your life was a result of a choice you made. It's called accountability. I know you've never heard of it before, but it's a good word to be familiar with.
Because their career success is their downfall. A chick comments, so maybe that man needs to admit she's out of his league and let her date a guy that can spoil her.
Y'all still think y'all have options. Holy shit, guys. Women, the manosphere, the red pill and MGTOW and monk mode are spreading around the world. It's everywhere. Everywhere. I know men in Tel Aviv, Egypt, everywhere, you name it, everywhere. Russia, I know men all over the world. Men are aware of what women are up to. We're done with your childish game of pretending like love so that you can manipulate us while we respond to the dopamine and endorphins reaction we get when we're in your presence. You're using us as drug fiends and beating us and punching us and kicking us when we're down because we care about you. Men are about done with it. Just saying.
And someone responded, that's the problem, is less than 1% of the whole population makes that much, so there are no more guys for her, so she will stay alone.
Mm.
These bird brains act like there's a high-value man on every street corner, especially the ones that they'd be interested in, just hoping to date them. Didn't this chick listen to what the guy said in the video?
No. Chicks don't listen.
He said the overpriced lawyer was single. If she could find a man to spoil her, she wouldn't be complaining about how hard it is to find a man who will do so.
I am going on a little first date tonight.
Right. Why? If your tagline up here says men aren't shit, why are you going on a date? I mean, obviously you're making this after you've been hurt and making it look like, you know, because you didn't think to make this before. You see, do you understand the logic of these skits? You're going on a date tonight and you're recording this before you go on a date and you're just going to mash it all up later. So you got to have something spicy to put in for content, right? It's not going to just be, I went out on a date. No, I came home. It was fun. No, it's got to be something.
So I figured I'd film a little get ready with me.
Right. Film a little get ready with me. Girls, why do you watch this? I mean, watch other girls get ready to go do something that you're not doing? Like, I understand you're going to watch him doing the thing, but to get ready doing the thing?
Going out with a guy that I actually went to the same college as, we just never...
You got some fat titties.
Crossed paths while we were there.
Right. You crossed paths with all the other guys at the college, though. I'll bet.
We're going to get Mexican food and then go see a little movie and then maybe get ice cream just using my...
Women, y'all are boring as fuck. Y'all know that? I'm just being honest with you. Listen, when us guys are doing stuff like this, we're like, man, I hope I get into some balls deep action or something like that. I don't know what you men think about back in the day, but y'all are like, we're going to go get ice cream. Oh, great. I'll bring an 8-year-old who gives a shit. Ice cream. Fuck out of here. I can get ice cream by myself. I don't need you for ice cream.
And Wild Photo Focus Foundation. It's literally my fave.
Right. I can tell you're coating your face with it to cover up the world of hurt that is who you actually are. Yeah.
But my foundation's a little bit...
Right.
Cool and pink to go with my tans. I'm just going to warm it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all are out of your mind.
With a little cream bronzer.
Cream Bronzer. They just add these crazy names to things, guys. Look, check it out. Here's Cream of Xiangyang Gai. You rub it on your face, ladies. It'll make you younger.
But no, me and this guy matched on Bumble.
Right. He's trying to fuck, and you're going to get ice cream. How can this go bad?
And I originally forgot to message him back.
Of course, you're a whore. Skeezing ass horse. I have no patience for people like this that don't message back. If you're having a conversation and that conversation's just you walking away from the phone and they're like, hey, I ask you a question and then I just don't know. No patience. I have no patience for this, for anyone. Like, I'll stop talking to you. You'll never hear from me again. You'll message me and, John, didn't you get that message I sent you last week? No, I quit responding to your messages the same way you quit responding to mine when we're having a conversation and I'm asking you a direct question or you're asking me a direct question, then you don't respond for an hour. Fuck you. Get cancer and die, please. Allegedly, in Minecraft. I had no patience for it. Let's continue.
But he extended...
Wasting my fucking time. I made a second of my time for whatever the fuck you text me and you didn't respond. Go fuck yourself.
Did our match by like 2 days and I was like, okay, maybe I will message him. Now I'm just gonna do a little bit of concealer. I saw a thing where somebody mixed cream blush in with their concealer and I...
Jesus.
I really liked how it looked, so I'm gonna try that. I'm sad Becca went out of business because I loved their liquid blush, but here goes nothing. I like how it looks, but I wish it was a little more pink, so I think...
Who the fuck watches this? Like, are there other girls? I mean, okay, if you're a makeup-y broad, I guess, but why are you trying to be a makeup-y broad? This is not good for you, ladies. This leads to single mothers. This leads to you being a single mother. You're appealing to the male gaze, which I understand if you're actually looking for a man or trying to keep a man, but if you're just some ditzy broad putting on makeup, talking about, oh, there, this pour on liquid blush and... Bro, you don't need a man. You shouldn't have a man. You don't deserve a man. You're made up of fake bullshit, doing fake bullshit, living a fake life about fake life bullshit and popularity contest. You don't deserve the emotions of another human being. You're not mentally mature enough to handle that. Let's continue.
Once I set it, I'm going to go in with a little bit of blush over the powder.
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch!
I just add more blush. I really like how it looks. I'm using the NARS.
I just add more. I'm just adding like the fifth or sixth thing to my face. Don't know why my complexion's all weird or why I'm aging so fast now. Just adding several more layers of bullshit to my face.
There's orgasm blush. It's my go-to. And I have a mini that I'm trying to get through. That seems to be the theme of my makeup lately, is using up what I have so I can start a new one.
Right. You look like a clown's tit. Like, you look silly. I mean, you're still fuckable, but, you know, it's not saying much, ladies. Anyways.
I have until the end of this Gossip Girl episode to get ready, so let's see if I can do it. I don't know what to do for my eyes, so I think I'm just going to mix, like, two little shimmers.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I like this a lot. Wet n Wild is, like, all on my face right now.
Right. You look like a Turkish prostitute. You know, if that's the look you're going for, and again, it's a Bumble date, so, you know, tits up, ladies, huh?
The hair is done.
Your bangs suck. Ladies, bangs, no, this is not a good look. No one's ever liked bangs. Even when I was back in like the 7th grade, 6th grade, 5th grade, just bangs. Come on, guys. The 80s chicks with the bangs.
Oh, my bangs actually looked good today.
No, they don't. They never do, guys. Look, here's a little shelf of where my hair is to, Long hair, ladies. If you're going to have long hair, have long hair. Don't have half-ass long hair and half-ass short hair. I don't like a 3-inch hair if the rest of your hair is a foot long. I'm just telling you. You look like a, I don't know what the correct politically, I don't know if there is a politically correct term for. You look like your hair was cut with a bowl on top of it. You know what I'm saying? You look like, you know, You got this little short part up here. I want to make sure I can see very good in everything.
Almost.
All right, you look fat. I can tell there's a bunch of fat up underneath that shit. Also, cheek.
I hope. I have no clue what I'm going to wear yet, so let's go pick something out.
I can't wait. Also, man, God, are you punishing me or what? What are you doing here? Ugh, making me watch this shit. Look, guys, she has a purse with somebody's name on it. I hope she paid a lot of money for it. She's so important. She can afford to pay a lot of money for somebody's name on a gaudy looking piece of cow skin with, you know, letters on it that signify she's special and important to the other mouth breathing normie ass dumbass motherfuckers. Ladies, do you not see it?
Just gotta pack my purse and then I'll be ready to go. Kinda nervous.
Fucking, are you... Look at this piece. What a fucking train wreck. I don't even know where to start. I'm not a fashion guru, but white tennis shoes with black fucking jogging legging looking pants like you exercise in. Let's face it, you don't. I can tell. And a brown purse, so black and brown and white. Is that what we're doing now? And what is this, a hiking jacket? But not a hiking jacket, guys, a hiking vest. Ooh. And we've got your fat stomach out. Fat ass tummies out. Half a shirt. I don't get it. I really don't.
Here's my outfit featuring my old Christmas tree. Some leggings and a little shirt and a vest and this little...
Yeah, but all that stuff's little, but you're not. You understand? Like, you're fucking fat, ladies. Just get in shape. Like, why do you do this? No offense, I know. Oh, it's not my... Yes, it's your fucking fault. You did nothing. You sat around and you got fat. That's how that happens. Big surprise, huh? Anyways, ladies, just a little cute little shirt. Just a cute little purse. See my little dainty cute purse? My big fucking fat ass body? Yeah, you haven't put effort into the one thing men actually care about, and you want a man. Ladies, when men want something, we have to invest time and energy and effort, things you're unfamiliar with, into getting that something. You are like, I want a man. And rather than being like, what do men like? You're like, I'll just be a fat piece of shit nothing and show up to the party as a fucking whore with my tits and my belly out. All the stuff men don't really care about in a woman they might actually want something to do with other than placing their peen upon her forehead, allegedly.
Pretty purse, nothing too fancy.
Right. Yep. Good thing you didn't class it up any.
Trying to keep it cool, casual, and breezy like I don't care.
Well, you pulled that off. It's not a good look, but you pulled it off.
But I do.
My date never showed up.
Right. What a shock. At least you made that great video about, what was that video about?
He didn't answer my texts, had his phone on Do Not Disturb.
Right. Yeah. He was probably fucking an attractive broad who had taken care of her body and made all of the things about her actual and not makeup and made up and faked, covered up with some bullshit outfit and just did the things that a man actually cared about.
So I'm not doing anything tonight.
Yeah, get used to it, huh?
Damn, she put on a whole mask. Makeup is the feminist and modern woman war paint. In the video, she typed how men aren't shit. Just because Chad or Tyrone stood her up doesn't mean all men are responsible for their actions. I don't think she has thought this out. That's not going to make her more attractive to men. And I'm not surprised men don't want to deal with women on social media. Think modern women, but the entitlement times 10 because they think, just because they have a following of other used-up women, they're now a celebrity who should get celebrity benefits. That plus a Karen times 10 because they put your whole relationship or you on blast to the internet if things aren't kosher. Let's read the comments. Decent-looking chick comments. Why do they do that? It's happened to me multiple times.
(sighs) Your personality shines through, ladies. You see, you think you can just make it all about looks and be pretty and stuff, but no, we like other things. Sandwiches, you know, all of this stuff. But you just think it's all about how much bullshit makeup can I put on? How much whore clothing can I wear to really make me look like I'm a fun whore, when in reality I'm just a shallow, kind of hollow, empty person that doesn't stand for or believe in anything? Ladies?
Because she's probably only trying to date the top 10% men. So she's a backup plan for a Wednesday night.
Right. Rather than finding a man who's worth a damn or might love her, she wants someone special, a top tier man. He's got to have this much money, and he's got to have class and sophistication. And I want my family and friends to see him and think, wow, she did so good. Can you believe the man she got? Women, y'all are dumb.
And so if the hotter chick pulls through, even better for the man that stood her up.
Right.
Meanwhile, an average guy or slightly above average guy would have treated her right. But that's before MGTOW, and today it's too late for that.
Yep.
These are the same women that would ghost these great guys for a chance to be ghosted by Chad and Tyrone. And then obviously, a ton of chicks gassed her up. Oh.
Yeah, chicks gas chicks up, and that's what gets chicks divorced, that's what gets chicks lonely. And most chicks, when they get a new man or monkey branch, they're like, hey, I'm doing good still. I got a man and things are good. But oh, that lonely time is coming when that man gets tired of boning you. That's all he cared about, really. You thought he loved you. He's just boning you. Anyways, I'm sure men like me tried to warn you and you didn't listen. It's fine. It's fine. But that lonely time's coming. Just know that, ladies. So I don't recommend... Hold on to your husband if you're lucky enough to get one to marry you. If you have kids with a man, stay with that man forever. Just stay with him. He's going to protect you and the child better than most of any other men that you might later meet that just want to bone you, that tell you they love you, but they really don't love you or value you as a person. And that's obvious because they destroyed your life, dummy. Don't you see it? They love me. They ruined you. Your family?
Okay, you deserve the best, Queen. I'm sorry, he didn't show. Side note, you are so pretty and deserve way better.
Katie's trying to get a little bit of that gash on her chin. Allegedly. You know what I'm talking about. Katie likes the ladies. Yeah, you're so pretty. I would take care of you and treat you right. You know, just bumping scissors all night.
That man boy totally missed out.
Oh, here comes the shame. They don't even know the man. She didn't even say anything about the man other than he didn't show up, which is, you know, I told you why. But again, that man boy, why is he a boy? How did he miss out? You look so beautiful. I can tell you have an amazing... Okay, we got another scissor sister here. Yeah, boy, she wants to hook those two snail trails together and make some sweet, sweet fish sounds. Or smells. Yeah, smells. Anyways, he took a huge L. No. He avoided a huge L and a huge woman. Heyo, fat joke number two.
You looked so beautiful, and I can tell you have an amazing personality.
Why don't you rub some of that personality on Mama's big fat belly? I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know what overweight lesbians say. I don't mean any disrespect to you overweight lesbians. I'm just having a little bit of a go for fun. Just funsies.
He took a huge L. I hate to break this to her followers, but if she was hot enough or her value was high enough, the man would have goddamn showed up. But she isn't 21 anymore. You know, back when she was good looking enough to play games with other men's feelings. And it doesn't look like she's doing anything to increase her sexual value.
Look, I put on a bunch of foundations and makeups and nobody gives a fuck about that. Your fucking makeup. Ladies, we get it. We know that that ain't really what you look like. Everything about you's fake and is a lie and you want a man that's truthful and honest and get the fuck out of here.
Like if she decided to go to the gym and get booty gains and do a bunch of squats and get fit. There are a lot of men who can't get enough of that workout ass. But that's hard work, dedication, and she'd have to stop drinking and eating out often. She'd actually have to sacrifice some comfort and vices to be more appealing.
Man, God's on fire, guys. Damn. Love that stuff. Men, everything you're ever going to get that's what's known as worth a damn came with some sacrifice. Let's continue. Not women. Not women.
And that's
not that kind of sacrifice, son.
Accountability, which is kryptonite to these females. Another female comments, matched with a guy on Tinder.
Ooh, guys, let's look at her profile picture here real quick. I can tell you automatically, one, some of y'all will swipe whichever direction says, yes, I want to fuck you on Tinder, on anything, because her name is Hey Lee. Not like a human might spell it, but like a, you know, phonetically infant might do it. The word for hay, not high, by the way, but horse hay that they eat for some reason. And then Lee, L-I, even though she may or may not be Oriental or whatever.
We made plans and the day of, I went to message him and he had unmatched me.
Right.
I'm so over it. Yeah, how do we know she didn't demand a steak dinner on the first date or refuse to go Dutch on drinks?
Right. Yeah. And it's going to take me a lot of drinks to get to where I can, well, you know, Haley.
These modern women still want the benefits of chivalry without earning them. That is, stay chaste, feminine, and polite.
I embarrass myself in a bar.
No shit. It's not the only place you embarrassed yourself. Let's continue.
A cute guy told me he was a paleontologist, and I have been practicing my dinosaur noises for a very special 3-year-old.
We don't actually know what the dinosaurs sounded like. We just kind of guessed as humans. So you were just making noises. Just putting that out there. Just
specifically my velociraptor noise. And I'm like, oh my God, this is my moment to impress this man.
By making the sound of an extinct animal? You have tits. Like you have woman features. Kind of.
He's a paleontologist. Of course he's going to appreciate all of the research and practice that went into this.
No research went into this. That we don't know what dinosaurs sounded like. They didn't exist at a time in which we were recording history, so.
Velociraptor call.
I mean, not really. We were writing on Rawls, guys, but we were, you know, a few brain cells above the shit-flinging monkeys at that time.
So I make...
Allegedly.
Make the velociraptor noise, and he just looks at me, and he leaves!
Yeah, you're not that attractive as I think you think you are. You think you're a blonde who's attractive, but you're a blonde who's not. And I can tell by your shoulders and your neck fat that you're putting weight on pretty quickly. So now you're making velociraptor noises also.
He doesn't even say anything.
Well, maybe he didn't speak stupid.
Do we think that he was actually a paleontologist, or do you think that he's a liar and he's just saying that?
To impress you?
Or is he a paleontologist and he was just so intimidated by the accuracy of my velociraptor noise?
This bitch keeps talking about the noises. Like, she's talking about that more than the man or the situation. I guarantee you she's gonna do... Nah, maybe she won't. What do you guys think? Is she gonna do the velociraptor imitation? Fingers crossed, huh, boys?
He was like, I can't even handle this woman. She's better than me at my own profession.
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch!
And yes, those are the only two options I'm gonna put out there. I can't even think of a possible third option.
Right. You're not attractive? Like, you're a 5, maybe? Maybe average woman? Maybe?
Ah, the sweet sting of rejection.
Even the nerds are ditching these feminists. I'm going to say making animal noises isn't exactly a mating call. He might have thought she was possessed by a demon or on the spectrum.
Can you bark?
And I don't think he was making it up, because a paleontologist isn't a 6-figure career. It's not like a banker or doctor that gets gold diggers pants wet. Most paleontologists are unemployed or not making a lot of money.
Right, ladies, believe it or not, not a lot of call for that in today's society where inflation's through the roof and people don't have the money to do a lot of things. Less people are spending money on what the dinosaurs were doing a couple thousand years ago. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. Logistics and all.
They, like many scientists, have to be professional panhandlers to make a living, like
right.
Find government grants to fund their fossil hunting expeditions. Anyways, long story short, most ethots and IG models don't know what a paleontologist is and wouldn't care. The main issue to her is that she can't believe a guy rejected her, so of course she thinks he must be lying or there's something wrong with him. After all, the other men who decided not to date her must be lying as well.
And look at this lady's sausage fingers. I mean, they're not terrible sausage fingers, but you can tell they're getting fat around the old fat finger area. You know what I mean? And she's done her fingernails up and had them done. Well, they have their nails done by someone else and stuff. And they're like, look at me. You didn't do anything. Somebody else did that. Plus, you know, they're fake. So, well, they match the rest of you, actually. Anyways, why not hit the gym and be in shape, ladies? Rather than all this shit up here on your face, rather than all of this and the fingernails and the... Why not just get in shape? I mean, you can still do all this stupid, ridiculous shit that you do, but why be fat? If you've got the extra weight on you, men notice. I know men aren't supposed to. How dare you, John? Go fuck yourself. I don't care what you think, fat ass. Why not just be in shape? You can still wear some makeup. You can still do the pants and dress like a fucking useless whore if you want to. But if you do want men, number one, your body. Period. Even if you got a fucking ugly face and a shaved cancer head, how's your body? No offense, cancer people. How's your body?
It's not like she's the common denominator to being single. A commenter noted, I'd say that's quirky behavior and he's probably not into it. No dig at you whatsoever. Just have to find someone who appreciates it. Yeah, what I thought. How do we know she wasn't loud and making a scene with the animal call? These chicks love attention, so any attention, no matter how negative it is good attention to them. A man comments, you came off as a nut job.
Yep.
She and many feminists are single for a reason. Just remember that. Even the hottest women have someone who's tired of banging them.
I want to tell y'all about the date that I went on tonight.
Nope.
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch!
We're gonna meet at 5 o'clock right after I got off work because I could only stay for a little while. I had to.
Do you work at an oil factory?
Get home early because I've got a lot of school work.
Grease fitter or something?
Work I have to do. So he knew this and we talked this morning. He said, good morning.
Wow. In the morning time?
He told me to have a good day. He was looking forward to tonight. I said, so am I. Everything was fine. I get to the restaurant, the time that we're supposed to get there, 20 minutes goes by, he's not there. So I thought, well, I'm going to go ahead and order an appetizer. He's running a little late.
Yeah. Did you order grease?
I don't even like when people run late, but I'm okay.
Well, your hair's like dryer lint and you're old, so maybe you just fucking shut up about what you like and be glad somebody's willing to meet with you. They aren't.
I'm trying to relax a little bit and not be so uptight about certain.
Oh, and you're a bitch? Old, ugly, dry hair, and you're a bitch? Well, I can't imagine why the man didn't show up.
Thanks, but I do like punctuality.
Shut up. Who cares what you like? Be glad somebody was going to put up with you for 2 fucking seconds. And you're I like punctuality. Shut the fuck up.
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch.
40 minutes goes by, mm-hmm. And he sends me a text. And he said, hey, where are you? I'm at the restaurant. Where are you? I said, are you okay? Because I didn't want to be insensitive in case something happened.
Right. You mean you didn't want to pretend like you aren't an insensitive person. That's what you mean.
He said, yeah, I'm fine. I just didn't hear from you this afternoon, so I thought you were probably going to stand me up. He didn't hear from me this afternoon because I was working.
Aw, ladies, men don't care. I don't care. Guys, if I reach out, just like I said earlier in my text message rant, remember how adamant I was about that? If I reach out or I send something or say something and it requires or at very least seems like it needs a response and you don't respond, fuck you forever. Period. Ladies, that's how men work.
So if he said something to you that was a question or a hey, yeah, or and you just walked away from the conversation without saying, yeah, see you later, talk to you later, something like that, that it signifies the end of a conversation that he thinks he's still having. Yeah, fuck you.
I have a job. I had to work.
Well, fucking enjoy your job, bitch. I'll be fucking somebody who responds.
No one heard from me this afternoon. I was working.
Good. Ain't nobody gonna hear from you in the future either, bitch. Because your job and your career and your working, if a man texts you and you're trying to have anything to do with that man, you better fucking answer him. That shit's important. I don't care if you're at your job. Tell him you got to take a shit, go in the bathroom and be like, hey, I'm going to have to text you later. I can't wait to see you. That's it. One text. Yeah, I can't talk right now, but I want to talk to you. I'll talk to you in a little bit. Can't wait to talk to you. That's it. One text to signify the conversation's ended. Otherwise, you end up looking like the stupid ass. Here we go.
And he says, but I'll tell you what, if you can give me about 20 or 25 minutes, I'll come up that way. He already knew.
Nice t-shirt, Grandma.
I had to leave by a certain time. I couldn't wait on him.
Why not? Where'd you have to be? What was more important than the man that you supposedly want? Ladies, men see this and we understand it. If you don't make us a priority to you, period, 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 for all the time and respond and all this other shit, you lose. You lose. Every man would rather be alone than put up with a, well, is she, are we done talking? Is she ignoring me? Like, no man wants that. So you can at very least hold what's known as a conversation amongst the humans. I don't care if it's through text. Figure the shit out.
To be there. So I didn't even respond back.
Oh, you showed him, fat ass. Great. You wanted a man. You're old, way past the wall with dryer lint ass looking dye job hair. Boy, you showed him.
Maybe I should have. Maybe I should have said, no, don't waste your time. But I didn't. I didn't. And as I.
You just didn't respond? Ain't that weird? That's what I've been alluding to here for 10, 15 minutes. Ain't it crazy, guys? It's like what I said is the exact fucking reasons these idiots are alone and they don't get it. I was busy. Bitch, you gonna be not busy with me ever.
I was leaving and getting in my car. I saw him getting out of his car going into the restaurant.
He probably enjoyed his meal better without you there, to be honest.
Did I go up to him and say, hey, hey.
Doesn't matter. You lost out. He was the fucking prize dummy, not you. So no matter what, you lost. Ladies, you hear me? You lost. You played games. You won stupid fucking prizes. Oh, well, I showed him. He don't give a fuck. There's another dumb broad he could pump semen into later, allegedly, of course. So she thinks she won. Look at you. You're a greasy-faced grandma. Like, you lost.
Hey, no, I didn't. Can he contact me now? No, he can't.
I don't think he's that interested, hon.
I'm telling you, I'm not playing games.
Oh, we're all super impressed. Oh, she's masculine too. Yee.
None whatsoever. There's no strike twos. It's strike one.
Oh. Oh, that's cute.
Out of there.
Right.
As if this double or triple wall has all the time in the world.
Yeah.
She's a couple of years from qualifying to be a senior citizen. Mm. And you wonder why these modern women die alone. What the heck is more important than finding someone who'd actually consider to date her?
And why is she so shiny?
This guy seemed reasonable and was willing to flex his schedule to meet this grandma. Yet she acted like...
Uh-oh, what's going on? Did our thing stop?
She was speeding off to another date. So it's...
New world order.
Her fault for not confirming at work the time he should show up. Otherwise, like he said, not hearing from her for the rest of the day sounded like she ghosted him. I would think I got ghosted. Let's see the comments. Top comment says, doesn't sound like he was playing games. Sounds like he has also been burnt. These modern women who no one is picking will find any reason to disqualify a man because their standards are delusionally high. Post-wall cheered. Yes, his loss and no excuses, he should have showed up. You're a good, strong woman and great example. And responded to her comment, who knows her worth? You can't make this shit up.
Yeah.
It's not like she texted him an hour before the date just to reassure him that she's intending to go on the date. He's got a busy life too. Gas is expensive, and this is another reason why single women stay single.
And it's a courtesy, not only amongst friends, but in professional situations. For instance, we have a job scheduled today to go and do some cleanup at a very big location, a very big house. And I was on the phone last night, text messaging back and forth with the homeowner, letting them know that we're going to be there today, make sure this, 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 and this. Setting the expectations of, in order for us to do what you're hiring us to do, we need to have this done. Don't have cars in the driveway. Don't act like you know we're not going to be cleaning your windows and you got all the windows in the house open. Don't be a fucking moron. Setting expectations. It's a professional courtesy. It's a courtesy amongst human beings. Ladies, I know you're have the eighth grade education at this point and don't really understand how the real social interactions work with people because you're used to, you know, gadgets. But in the real world, sometimes we go back and forth via conversation to confirm things with people. Let's continue.
Because they're cheered on social media for being brash, egotistical, and acting out. Another post-wall comments, so ugh, proud of you for holding your boundaries. You are too valuable to be devalued.
Women, y'all don't understand how the word value works. You can't just say someone's valuable and they become valuable. You have to actually be valuable. And you're not valuable at all if you think you're valuable. That doesn't make you valuable. Other people decide your value. And if you're alone, no one's fucking finding value in you. Yeah, that's how that works.
She's single for a reason. That is, someone devalued her supposed value.
Tell me you're getting set up without telling me you're getting set up.
Crying on the internet. Everyone feel bad for me, guys. Oh, I've been through so much pain. Just feel bad for me. Oh, gosh, guys. Let's see what happened. Maybe she's going to say the guy's a total jerk. Maybe an asshole like that Gone with John guy. Big cock and all. Allegedly.
I'll go first.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're going to go first. Oh, this is fun.
It's been 30 minutes and I still haven't heard from her.
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch!
In case you weren't clear on what happened, in the description she wrote, I waited 45 minutes. Never in my life have I ever been stood up. Even other women are getting tired of modern women. The LGBTQ tard crap.
Megan Kelly. Damn, that's got white girl written all over it. Just get this girl some Ugg boots and some fucking pumpkin spice lattes.
Crowd, which is hand in hand.
Megan Kelly.
With the feminists, will blindly support feminists and their ideals until they actually have to date one. Let's read the comments.
Hold up. Didn't she have an LGBTQ tag in there? Look, she does. LGBTQ. She got stood up. Right. Well, why are you trying to date men if you're LGBTQ? I know you're going to be like, well, the B means bi. Ladies, straight men want straight women. Okay? That's it. I know we might like to watch two girls dyke it up a little bit, you know, with no offense, gets the peen hard a little. But we wouldn't want anything to do with you otherwise. No dinner dates, no none of that. You would be strictly sexual at that point. So if you are a woman who wants a man, you better make sure he never finds out you have this whole LGBTQ thing. Because that don't go with straight men. Because they appear to be against us and have been for some time. But we're not their enemy. However, we don't want anything to do with them. So if that's you, ladies, that's a no. Doesn't mean we don't like them. It means we're done with the fucking bullshit. I don't care what you like to lick or where you like to stick it. That used to be private for a reason. It's private and personal. Now that shit's showing up in schools. Thanks very much for that.
Top comment said, the universe just protected you. It just hurt. See, men are even willing to simp for a woman that will never date any man. He doesn't know her or what she did before the actual date.
Right, and he's being a bit of a bitch.
He doesn't know if she's actually fat with a regular face.
Right.
She might have even made it up for clout, just for likes and Cash App donations. It wouldn't be the first time. Damn, even chicks in the comments are getting stood up. Someone said, I just sent this to the guy I was supposed to meet up with 2.5 hours ago.
Cynthia, so you were a little cunty, and you have your hat on backwards, Cynthia? So you were supposed to meet up with a guy, quote-unquote, Cynthia, you look like a lesbian in your picture. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying you got your hat on backwards, so you're not of any class and sophistication whatsoever as a woman. And you look like you have short hair. So, ladies, do you know anything about men?
That's funny. Feminists are taking L's everywhere. Another comment. He kept postponing the time, then said he got caught up in getting tattoos 3 hours after we were supposed to go out.
Boy, look at this nice lady, huh? Rick James's fatter sister. No offense, ma'am. Sorry. The Rick James part got you, though, didn't it, guys? That was pretty funny.
This makes my day.
King, fuck your couch. King,
you dropped your crown. Another female posting an L.
Boy, when you're as big as the profile picture you're in, guys, you're fat.
I once waited an hour thinking if I leave, he'll show up, so I kept waiting. Damn, they're so desperate that they'll wait an hour without any communication from the man. Just goes to show, modern women respond positively to being treated badly.
Yep.
They have more patience for the guy who stands them up than the perfect boyfriend who does everything right. There's another video of this chick that will give us a better idea on why she got stood up.
Lesbian nose rings tells you're a feminist who doesn't like men. Tattoos on your body mean you never want a man to value you because you're trash. Trash whores, fentanyl, crack whores, heroin. You look like a drug addict with your tattooed up bodies. Ladies, talking to you. You see, men like the sweet girl next door, naughty librarian looking stuff. The one that doesn't openly look like a meth head. That's what men have always been sexually attracted to. Younger, nice body. You can be older, but don't have all those tattoos and shit fucking you up, making you look like you've lived a nice, long, hard life. Because a man won't value you if that's the case. And you can say whatever you want about that. We don't care. Hey, we do not give a fuck about what you think about that. We want what we want, and we're tired of letting you tell us what we want. Fuck y'all. Fatties. Putting on sad music to play, even though she didn't sing it or had nothing to do with it, because she has nothing to bring to the table. But look at me, guys. I was sad a minute ago, but now I'm cutesies and happy because somebody else is singing a song that I'm trying to attach myself to. You know. Right. Yeah, I hate when I have to mute it and unmute it, but... let's see what Man God say, and this might be important.
Hard time reading the text. It says, aren't you the girl who got dumped at a wedding by her girlfriend who brought you as her plus one? And she wrote in the video
she looks more like a plus two, if you know what I'm saying, guys. Fat joke number 3 or 4. There's a bunch of them in this video.
Description claiming, most embarrassing day of her life. To recap, someone that knew her, as in dated her for a while, and invited her to an intimate event, a wedding, dumped her like...
let's see here. She was looking for a man, wanting a man here, and we see a LGBTQ hashtag and girls who like girls. I wonder why men just aren't taking these women seriously. Ladies, either you like boys or you like girls. Now, you might like both. I understand you are a mixed up fucking bag of emotions that doesn't know which way is fucking up anymore, but if you want a straight regular man, we don't like that shit. I'm not against them. I don't hate them. I don't care who does what in their own personal private life or how you like to dress. If you want to dress like a girl or a giraffe or I don't care. But if you outwardly have to tell everyone about it, we fucking don't like you. Why don't you talk about some accomplishments and actual shit you did? Not just I was born and like licking pussy. Great. Shut the fuck up. It don't make you special. I like it too. Well, not really. Kind of nasty, to be honest with you. But anyways.
She's a turd in the toilet. I knew this chick wasn't telling the whole truth. So the next time you feel sorry for a female getting stood up, rejected, or dumped, just know there's a good reason why it happened to her.
Yep.
As always, I wish you tremendous success. Now it's your turn.
Shout out to Man Guide. Make sure you guys go over, give him a like, comment, and a subscribe. We love the Man Guide videos over here, and I definitely want to encourage you guys to check out his stuff. Make sure you hit like, comment, and subscribe on my video. We are an hour and 20 minutes into this video. God, I gotta go to work and I don't want to. I mean, I do want to, but I'm just tired as shit from yesterday. Somebody's got to do it though, right, boys? Anyways, I hope you enjoy this video. I hope you have a great and productive day. I'm Gone with John. Hit like, hit comment, hit subscribe. Go fuck yourself if you're not a fan of the show. We'll see you haters and friends tomorrow. Peace.